The recent bite of Arctic air is causing real worry for Northwest fruit farmers. They're fretting over their trees' tender buds, and it all might get worse as things warm up. Correspondent Anna King explains from outside Wapato in central Washington.
When it gets really bad, farmers whip out the razor blades. They painstakingly open each tiny bud on long branches.
There's a couple dead ones here. Most of the dead cots seem to be near the tips and the younger wood.
Rick Velikoff is finding these dead buds throughout his orchard of apricots, peaches, nectarines, and pears. The swollen buds are smaller than pencil erasers.
How can you tell they're dead?
Well, so if you look, you see the brown in the middle? You might be able to see it with your naked eye.
Yeah, it's like a tiny little speck of pepper or something.
Yep. And then a green one will look really fresh and green. These things, we cut them earlier, and a green one is going to look like that right there.
Oh, I see.
How fresh that is?
Yeah, it's all chartreuse, kind of real pretty.
Yep.
Inside, if they see those tiny bits of black, the farmers know that bud won't produce fruit this summer. Velikoff thinks many of his soft fruit buds are almost a month early in their development. That's because of the unusually balmy weather this winter, making the buds even more vulnerable to cold temps. Velikoff was worried he might have lost half of his apricot buds. So far, it looks closer to 15 to 20%.
Yeah, these are all cutting pretty good on these corals.
For Velikoff, this cold snap isn't a disaster yet. He can bring in more bees to pollinate and do less hand thinning later. But he can't lose too many more buds. So he'll have crews warming the orchards each cold night with wind machines, diesel heaters, and irrigation water until early June. I'm Anna King, outside of Wapato.